Oh, absolutely. Kingsley was in the didactic tradition, and so he saw writing a story for children, partly as self-indulgence on his own part, but also a way of getting messages across to the children. And Carroll took exactly the opposite view. He took the view, although clearly the book doesn't represent that, that you're not educating, you're not there to push somebody around, you're there to empathise, you're there to be a friend, a storyteller in the old tradition, which was not pushing anybody in any direction. And so all the way through the book, you can see him almost writing an anti-Kingsley element. He does not ever, within the body of the books, push the reader into any particular point of view. He makes no moral judgments. In fact, the whole point of Alice, especially the first book, is that there aren't any moral judgments, except the general one that most people are mad. And Alice is seen as a kind of sane, neutral character, just looking around her in Wonderland at all these lunatics around her. And so Carroll is therefore very much saying, we're not didactic, we're not moralistic, we're not patronising, I'm on your side, and together we look at this strange world and laugh at it, or not laugh at it, depending on how you feel.